The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. While leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases. He drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him. And on finding him, he said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into the synagogues preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember one of the conversations I had with my mother, she said, "I think we should maybe ask the Holy Father and write him a letter." And my mom has written to the Holy Father more than once. To have a year in honor of St. Joseph. Amen? Good idea? Excellent idea. What do you think? We've had the year of mercy, we have the year of Our Lady Fatima, we've had the year of the priesthood, we've had Marian years, but having a year of St. Joseph, I think my mother is really inspired by that inspiration. So maybe all of you today can write a letter to the Holy Father to proclaim a year of St. Joseph, year 2018, okay? Amen? So get out your pen and paper or your tablet or your laptop and send the Holy Father, "We'd like to have a year of St. Joseph." And he might do it. The fact that he has incorporated in all the masses throughout the world St. Joseph, which he did about 2 years ago, he might be the one to proclaim the year of St. Joseph. So on Wednesday, we as oblates, we pray the Litany of St. Joseph in our meeting together as priests. But also, if there's no obligatory Mass, we celebrate the votive Mass in honor of St. Joseph. And, of course, by far, St. Joseph is the greatest saint. For me, no-brainer, obviously. As Saint Bernardine of Siena gives us the reason why, it's because of his office or his obligation or his vocation. I'll give you a very simple example. Yolanda, who's going to be celebrating her 50th anniversary on Saturday, has the grace to be able to be a good wife and a good mother and a good grandmother. She has that grace. But I don't have the grace to be a good mother or grandmother or a good spouse. biologically that, well, I shouldn't say biologically, that wouldn't be possible because of transgenderism. I guess everything's possible, right? But no, because I don't have the sacrament of matrimony. But Yolanda, you can't be a good priest. And never think you can, okay? It's never going to happen. Why? Because you have marriage and you're a woman also. So Saint Joseph was given two extraordinary missions and charisms. One is that he was called to be the spouse of the Mother of God. How sublime. But even more sublime mission, he was called to be the father of the Son of God. So with those two responsibilities would be commensurate or corresponding graces that God would give to him. But I think today, more than ever, we have to pray to Saint Joseph. And I'll give you various reasons why. One of the titles of Saint Joseph is he is the master of the interior life. Well, what does the interior life mean? When you sit down at table to eat, you're augmenting the interior life, right? Well, biologically, yes, but spiritually, no. The interior life is your prayer life. Do you think St. Joseph had a deep prayer life? He actually taught Jesus how to pray. Isn't that sublime? Abba, Father, the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. Evening prayer, praying on the way to the temple. So that's pretty sublime. Joseph teaching God how to pray, the God-man Jesus Christ. So if he was the master of Jesus, that's good enough for me. What about you? Next is, the family is in crisis, right? That's why we have the popes in the past 50 years writing letters, writing documents on the family. The family is in crisis. Saint Joseph is the patron of families. All of you should consecrate your family to Saint Joseph. If you haven't, do it this week, okay? The beginning of the new year. Consecrate your family to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, amen? Consecrate your family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, amen? Consecrate your family to Saint Joseph. Good idea? Excellent idea, okay? Not good, but excellent, huh? Your family will be blessed. Another reason why I have to pray to St. Joseph is for men that they would be good fathers. I really believe that every wife should pray to St. Joseph for their husband. If you're struggling with your husband, maybe see he's going through a tough time, make a novena to St. Joseph. Go to Mass every day for 9 days, make a novena, offer your communion in honor of St. Joseph for your husband. And I promise you, you're going to see a change. I promise you, St. Joseph, he's not going to fail you. You're going to see your husband's going to become more spiritual, more prayerful, more attentive to the needs of your children. St. Joseph, he's not going to fail you. St. Teresa of Avila said that you pray to some saints and they seem to take a long time. They seem to take a long time. They seem to kind of delay, you know. You know, you got to make the novena and maybe a couple extra days, you know, a baker's dozen, you've got to kind of extend it a little bit, no? What about St. Joseph? Works quickly. Teresa of Avila. So go to St. Joseph and pray for your husband. And you're going to notice a change. You might even do this. Go to a Catholic bookstore that sells statues or paintings of St. Joseph and buy that and give that to your husband. And he says to you, well, it's not my birthday. Why are you doing this? Father Broom told me to do it, okay? Use an authoritative voice, okay? Give him that cloud of the priestly authority, okay? And then he'll place it on the bedstand and he'll start to say a prayer to St. Joseph every night and his spiritual life will start to blossom. St. Joseph, he's the patron of fathers. I was meditating upon that this morning. Fathers have many obligations, but especially two: to provide for and to defend. Never forget that. To provide physical sustenance, spiritual sustenance, and to defend against what? St. Joseph defended Jesus against Herod. Do you think there were some modern Herods out there? Just one? So many they probably can't even count them. There are so many modern Herods out there, and St. Joseph can help us to defend ourselves against these constant attacks. Amen? St. Joseph is also, he's the patron saint of so many things. St. Joseph is the terror of demons. Today in the first reading you heard the word devil. In the Gospel we see Jesus, what? Casting out devils. You saw it yesterday, you see it today. The Gospel of Mark, you've got Jesus casting out devils right and left. Casting them out, expelling, driving out is the verb that's used in the Gospel today. Driving out. Well, St. Joseph is the terror of demons. That's one of his titles. So you say you're being tempted by the devil and you pray to St. Joseph, help me, and the devil, ah! 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 Scare the hell out of the devils, huh? Or send them back to hell, right? Better said, right? So St. Joseph can help us in our spiritual battle, our spiritual combat, our spiritual warfare. We're all soldiers. Let's use good St. Joseph to help us. He's powerful. And if you go to an exorcism, you ever go to a formal exorcism, we invoke the name of Jesus, Mary, and St. Joseph, and St. Michael too, and St. Benedict. We got those five biggies. Five are in the Hall of Fame to kick the devil out, huh? But St. Joseph, he's there. And don't forget that. Don't forget it. And finally, there's so much that could be said about St. Joseph, but let me ask you this. What is the most important moment of your life? Sounds almost paradoxical. The most important moment of your life is the moment you die. Why? Because that will determine for all eternity your eternal destiny, either up or down. No other place. Either up or down. St. Joseph is the patron saint of a holy and happy death. So if we want to die in the state of grace, we definitely have to call upon the name of Jesus. We definitely have to call upon the name of Mary. But don't forget, call upon the name of Saint Joseph, and he will help you to get to heaven. So I'd like to teach you a poem which is a prayer. We have a lot of poets here. You're a poet and you don't even know it, huh? As we say. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make my heart like unto thine. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I breathe forth my soul unto thee. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Amen.